Layla Mitchell loved Valentine's Day. Even as a child, she loved it more than Christmas. Sure, it was a little scary to imagine a ruby-cheeked baby running around shooting arrows at people. To be honest, that part gave her nightmares. Who was the baby? Where were its parents? And wasn't shooting people with dangerous projectiles a crime? Aside from that part, Layla adored the holiday. The nonstop rom-coms on television, the flowers and the candy, were amazing. But the best part was the thought that on Valentine's Day, lucky girls around the world would find their prince charming. Every year, Layla hoped to be one of those lucky girls. Layla walked into her part-time turned full-time gig at Biffin's department store. If Macy's was the golden boy of department stores in the city, Biffin's was its broke cousin that always showed up late and drunk to family gatherings. Valentine's decorations were everywhere. A huge heart hung from the ceiling. Romantic music blasted from the speakers. A girl at the perfume counter sprayed Layla in the face with rose-scented perfume.
Achoo!
Layla sneezed, embarrassingly loud, as a bit of perfume slid up her nose. The perfume girl pulled away disgusted.
Oh my God! You spread your germs all over me!
Sorry. The girl smeared hand sanitizer all over her hands and arms.
If I get sick, I'm going to kick your butt into next Tuesday.
The perfume girl glared at Layla as Layla rushed toward the small photography studio at the back of the store. Layla's first clients of the day were Agnes and Archie. They were a sweet older couple. Agnes was 85 years young and Archie was 92. They stood in a classic couple's pose, with Archie sitting in a chair and Agnes standing behind him with her hands on his shoulders, with a simple red backdrop behind them. Agnes beamed.
Make sure you get my good side.
Good side? Layla said with a smile. You look great from every angle.
Aren't you the sweetest?
Layla snapped a couple photos.
She's just trying to butter you up.
Archie grumbled to Agnes, pretending to whisper, but speaking at just the right volume for Layla to hear.
These pictures get more expensive every year.
Layla frowned. It was true. Layla's boss, Mr. Neville, was known to price gouge. Neville and Layla discussed that very issue just a week earlier. Mr. Neville, don't you think raising the prices by 30% is a little much?
Of course not, Mitchell.
Neville snapped, miffed that Layla would dare question his methods.
It's called inflation. Do you know how much film costs these days?
But our photos are digital.
Potato, potatoes. Get back to work. Time is money.